O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 1, verses 21 through 28. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me, by Edward Hooper and John Edgar Gould. An electric guitar's twang provides a metallic backdrop for the lead singer's voice with a style reminiscent of indie or alternative rock. The repetitive, smooth melodic contours move like gentle waves as the text uses oceanic themes and paints a picture of Jesus as our pilot through the tempestuous sea of life.
Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. They went into Capernaum, and right away he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and began to teach. They were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not like the scribes. Just then a man with an unclean spirit was in their synagogue. He cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw him into convulsions, shouted with a loud voice, and came out of him. They were all amazed, and so they began to ask each other, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once the news about him spread throughout the entire vicinity of Galilee. In the ancient synagogue of Capernaum, this passage depicts a moment that resonates profoundly with our lives today. Here Jesus stands, a figure of unrivaled authority and wisdom, distinctly different from the teachers at the time. This passage is not just a historical account, though. It speaks directly to our contemporary experience. In today's world brimming with information and various teachings, Jesus' authoritative voice still cuts through the noise, offering guidance and wisdom. Just like the people in the synagogue, we too can find ourselves amazed by his teachings. However, this amazement must transcend mere intellectual appreciation and become a deep personal faith. We need the truths Jesus taught to journey from the head to the heart for our lives to be transformed. The encounter with the demon-possessed man further illustrates the ongoing spiritual battles in our lives, and it shows us the need for faith to be accompanied by love. As St. Augustine remarks, faith is mighty, but without love it profits nothing. The devils confessed Christ, but lacking charity it availed nothing. They said, "What have we to do with you?" They confessed a sort of faith, but without love. Hence they were devils. Do not boast of that faith that puts you on the same level with the devils. Reflecting on this passage encourages us to delve deeper into Jesus' teachings, absorbing their warmth and wisdom. Though we face many uncertainties, Jesus' authoritative voice offers a steadfast hope and a path to authentic freedom. Let us open our hearts to this transformation, embracing his love and truth as our guiding light. Let's close now with this ancient prayer. Assist us mercifully, O Lord, in these our supplications and prayers, and dispose the way of your servants towards the attainment of everlasting salvation, that among all the changes and chances of this mortal life, they may ever be defended by your most gracious and ready help. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.